Here with BU lightweight rowing head coach Malcolm Doldrin following the spring opener dual race against Boston College, where you pick up three wins. Coach, just overall, your thoughts about the performance today?
Really good gutsy racing across the board. We had a in order, the second varsity eight, great race off the start. We're able to hold on to that rhythm, pulled really hard, swung really well, notched a win. We had a 1V, really good first half of the race, kind of struggled in the second half. I think the conditions kind of got to them a bit, and they got beat by a really well-moving and well-coached BC crew. The four, they actually doubled. It was most of the stern from the 2V doubled into the four, so they had quite the lengthy warm-up. Were able to get onto the line and really, again, perform really well. Those kids race really hard. It's hard to do 2x2K in challenging conditions and come out with two wins, but they were able to do that. So really pleased with that. And then the 3v8, pure novices in that boat for sure, and were able to beat some freshmen and sophomores from BC. I was really pleased with how they performed. So we've been training hard as a group. We've been putting in a lot of mileage, and we actually have not done a ton of sprint level racing. So to come away with three wins and a decent shot out of the varsity, pretty pleased with that.
No secret that this is a younger team. You have a lot of spots open up for grabs. You've given those freshmen and sophomores opportunities across all boats. Seems like they ran away with it. How did you feel overall your underclassmen performed?
I mean, we're super young. We've got three seniors right now. We had a big class graduate last year. But the youth of the program is solid. The foundation is really strong. The group just, I think the senior class has done a really good job of instilling the values that we have as a unit, as a crew. And as a program. And so they've been able to bring that energy along with the leaders, bring that energy to the group. And the first years are just feeding off of that. And you're just watching them thrive in this environment. And so we try to set up an environment so that, you know, inevitably you will be successful as long as you're putting the time and the effort. You come in with an open mind, with a growth mentality, and you're able to you're really able to thrive here. And so they're picking up on that and doing a really good job.
Obviously a lot to dissect from today, which you'll do throughout the week before Bates on Sunday, but at least from here, biggest impressions about what you'd want to work on in practice leading to that second race?
I think we just need more time. You know, I think we are still in our, even though we're in competition season, in terms of our training cycle, we're still in pre-competition. We've got a hold out for another week or so, and then we kind of settle into the more intense work. So until then, we're just going to keep grinding, keep doing what we do. I think it's going to pay a lot of dividends. Usually we come here early in the year, we get some big wins, and then we kind of fall off a bit later on. We've kind of reversed that trend based on the training, and so I'm really excited to see what we do as we move through the season.